Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I am Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Brian Kessens with this week's Quick Take Podcast. Last week, both Brent and WTI reached price levels not seen since spring after several reports indicated improving fundamentals. First, the IEA revised global demand higher by 100,000 barrels per day to 1.6 million barrels per day for 2017 and noted OECD stockpiles are now 190 million barrels above the five-year average versus an amount near 300 million barrels to start the year. Further, OPEC discussed extending the current production agreement beyond 3 months when it expires in the first quarter of 2018. In the U.S., while crude oil inventories built by nearly 6 million barrels as the hurricanes continued to influence levels, gasoline had its largest draw ever at 8.4 million barrels. And the U.S. rig count declined by 8 rigs, the largest weekly decline since April of 2016. Following these positive fundamentals, WTI improved 5% to nearly $50 per barrel, with Brent reaching $55.50. Natural gas also surged 5.7% to $3 per MMBTU after warmer weather forecasts. Stock prices followed, with producers up 6.2%, broad energy higher by 3.5%, and MLPs notching a 1.1% gain. As noted, the IEA raised its crude oil demand expectation to year-over-year growth of 1.6 million barrels per day. It is now clear the globe may reach 100 million barrels per day of demand sometime in 2018. Stepping back, in 2010, demand was near 85 million barrels per day. It's notable that despite significant investments in alternative forms of energy this decade, oil demand will increase by over 15 million barrels per day, or near 20% by decade's end. Mindful of electric vehicles, there was a report this week noting that even if demand for electric vehicles are 64% of all car sales in 2040, only 10 million barrels per day of crude oil will be offset. Following, we believe crude oil demand will continue higher well into the next decade, requiring U.S. shale and OPEC production growth and new supply from non-U.S., non-OPEC sources. In the only upstream news of its kind last week, an investor in EQT outlined plans for the company to enhance value by separating the upstream and midstream businesses. EQT said it will establish a committee to evaluate a sum-of-the-parts valuation. Simplification remains a key investor focus. Saudi Aramco hinted that its much-anticipated IPO, which is expected to be the largest in IPO history, may be pushed into 2019 as the company continues to consider its listing location. In midstream news, there were two project announcements. Gibson Energy announced plans to construct 1.1 million barrels of new tankage in Hardisty, Alberta, increasing total capacity of the terminal to 10 million barrels. And Magellan Midstream and Valero Energy Partners announced a joint venture to develop a Pasadena, Texas storage terminal to include 5 million barrels of refined product storage and two marine docks, partly to facilitate the export of refined products. Estimated cost is $820 million. Both projects add materially to the midstream capital expenditure backlog of $125 billion through 2019. On the acquisition front, in the only deal of its kind last week, Enable Midstream announced the $300 million purchase of Align Midstream, a gathering and processing company targeting the Cotton Valley and Haynesville. Renewed Haynesville interest is reviving the natural gas basin and altering its production forecast from decline to one of growth. In MLP equity capital markets, in the only direct deal announced, Shell Midstream Partners raised $275 million in a direct deal with us. Yes, that's right, Tortoise Capital Advisors. The capital goes towards strengthening the balance sheet to facilitate future growth through dropdowns. Oasis Midstream Partners also launched the latest MLP IPO, and two registration statements were filed for future MLP IPOs by BP and Howard Midstream. EnLink Midstream also announced the most recent preferred deal, raising $400 million with a coupon of 6%. This week, summer will officially collapse into fall, marking the start of the shoulder season for energy demand. We'll look to see if crude oil fundamentals continue to improve with the release of the EIA's drilling productivity report and OPEC joint technical meetings. In capital markets, we expect the Oasis Midstream IPO to price midweek, and we acknowledge three additional Atlantic storms emerging, as our thoughts, prayers, and direct efforts by some on our staff continue to be with those devastated by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.